This is the Newcastle County Council Boards and Commissions Subcommittee meeting. I am Councilwoman Diller, and we are joined at the table by Councilman Cartier, Councilman Woods, Councilman Weiner, and my aide, Sue Moore, who is taking the minutes. So we can't really approve the minutes, but does anybody have any changes that they see might need to be made on the minutes of December 12th?
Madam Co-Chair?
Yes, Mr. Weiner.
I've reviewed the draft meeting minutes, and they seem complete.
Okay. We will move on since we can't approve them. The one thing we have on the agenda today is the approval of Ms. McLamb to the, it's a reappointment to the Diversity Commission. You should have had a copy of her information. To my knowledge, we had no requests for an interview, so this will come next week under the sponsorship of Councilman Smiley. Any questions? Okay. And Sue has processed the resolution, so that should come, that will be next week at the council meeting. And then we do. I do have an update on legislation regarding the Board of Assessment Review. At this point, Mike is talking to people in the House. I have made contact with at least one senator, and we're just working that through as to who's going to be, you know, who's going to be the sponsor in the Senate. So that is all I have. Yes, Mr. Weiner.
I just want to say that I spoke to the Senate Minority Whip, Greg Lavelle, and he is supportive.
Very good. Thank you, Bob. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bob. Anything under other? Yes, Mr. Boyle.
Should I wait for public comment?
No, okay. You can be other.
Okay. Sad to report that Mr. Fran McCann passed away last week, long time Board
okay.
of Adjustment member. With regard to the Board of Adjustment, we're now down to four members. Which is the minimum for quorum. And so we've expedited a couple of interviews that actually happened this morning in the executive office. Mr. Brooks, who previously served on Board of Adjustment, and a Mr. Farmer, who comes highly recommended from the chair of Board of Adjustment. And so I will work closely with the co-chairs of this committee to try to expedite their appointments
yes.
to Board of Adjustment so that they are, they have a little bit of wiggle room with the
right.
quorum.
Right. That makes perfect sense. Thank you, Mr. Boyle.
I also wanted to float an idea that came up during the interview today with Mr. Brooks, and that is that the Board of Adjustment, it might make sense to add additional alternate roles for Board of Adjustment. In some cases, even when they are full, they've had difficulty in the past in getting quorum. And so the reserve role could be filled by people who were previously members but no longer want to be full-time members who could fill in a pinch. So just floating it as an idea that was raised today, we thought it was an interesting one.
Yeah.
And trying to answer to the concerns that we've heard from Board of Adjustment.
That I think that's actually a very good idea, because if you had people who were in reserve who could step up if the need,
right.
you know, but they wouldn't be ordinarily called upon, That actually makes a lot of sense. We should, yes, Mr.
Yes.
Weiner.
Yes, it's sort of like when a judge retires and then he or
mm-hmm.
she is called back for duty when needed.
That's a great idea. Yes, Mr. Cartier.
The Newcastle County Board of Adjustment has a very, very lengthy and busy agenda, most meetings. It's the most active Board of Adjustment in all the three counties, by far and away. And many of their decisions, while mostly are fairly routine, other ones have tremendous legal implications.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very important quasi-judicial board. It exists in state code. And any way we can maintain talent and have a back bench, as it were, that could fill in a pinch so that we don't interrupt their
good job.
Business
yeah.
Schedule that they have in terms of the docket they have to go through. I think that's anything we can do is really, you know, valuable. We should go forward with that.
Mr. Weiner?
I concur with both remarks of my fellow council persons. And just to say, and I copied a couple of you, I have a resolution in honor of the late Francis McCann, and I've asked John Cartier
like
to be a co-sponsor of that. And so I welcome all of other council members who would like to as well. You're laughing.
George. He's yelling, he's coming.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's just that he was running down the hall yelling it.
Yes. I thought I had said something funny.
My mom was always being briefed on the aspects of being a bully.
Okay.
And I was briefing him, so I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. Mr. Spiley, we are excited about your sponsorship of Ms. McLam's resolution, which will be on the calendar for next week.
Thank you very much.
So I didn't know if I should shout that you didn't have to run, but...
I needed the exercise.
Okay, that's fine.
Now he'll die of a heart attack.
That's terrible. We don't want any heart attacks in this building.
You're in the minority there.
So
you said any, not Peter.
So we now have been joined by Councilman Smiley, who is out of breath, and Ms. Kilpatrick, who does not appear to be out of breath. Okay. Since Mr. Migliore has just come into the room, I had filled people in that I was handling the contact for the Senate, and you were handling the contact for the House, for the Board of Assessment. Is there anything, any other updates you would like to give us?
Thank you. Mike Migliore, Council to Council, just an update pertaining to the House of Representatives and potential sponsor in the House. I've spoken with Representative Larry Mitchell, who he and I had a thorough discussion about the legislation, the purpose and intent behind it, and he is considering it. And
okay.
We should talk, if not later today, I think by tomorrow.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we feel like that's moving forward. And the idea of basically developing the backbench for the Board of Adjustment, Bob, would you be willing to kind of take that on and see what we need to do there?
Certainly. I'd be pleased to take a look at that and work with our council to council.
That would be great.
Thank
okay.
You.
Very good. I think, and Mr. Boyle, you mentioned that you had two candidates for the Board of Adjustment. So have they been approved from the county, from the administrative side?
Brian Boyle from the executive branch. We had an interview this morning,
right.
So I'm 99% certain that we're going to move forward with those two individuals, Mr. Farmer and Mr. Brooks. Mr. Brooks previously served.
Right, right.
I think so. One question to this body would be, do we want to bring him in for an interview, or do we want to treat him as a reappointment? And I'll allow you all.
How long has it been?
Yeah, that's the question.
I think months. He was on the board.
Then I would say he should be just treated as a reappointment.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Most definitely. I mean, what we can do is, if we can get the resume, Sue can send it out, and then we can just move this, you know, move this forward as a reappointment. So
I'll work closely with Sue.
Okay, that's great. Okay, so then we really just need an interview for Mr. Farmer to set up that for Mr.
Right.
Farmer. Okay.
So this gentleman's name would have actually appeared in one of the vacancy spots.
Mm-hmm.
So he's actually, okay.
Yeah, it should be Brooks. Bill Brooks.
Yeah, not here. So that's what I'm saying. That's one
yeah.
of the vacancies.
I think if it's been months, it makes sense to treat him as a
Absolutely.
Reappointment. Yeah. Okay, that's good. That will at least begin to get things filled, and we'll negotiate a time to bring Mr. Farmer in then. Okay. All right. So anything else under other? Yes, Mr. Smiley.
Yeah, it's something to chew on in light of. We always have an ongoing discussion as to having a quorum in the boards and commissions. And some years back, you know, I brought forward the issue that took place with the Attorney General's decision on the Delaware State University, and council adopted that while members can participate by phone, they cannot be counted as part of a quorum or exercise a vote. And we sent that suggestion, as I recall, to all the boards and commissions. Now, though I don't have anything in writing, feedback was that they have pretty much all adopted it, except for the Ethics Commission. Now, I don't have as great a concern with boards and commissions as I would with this council enacting the legislation that we do. So, what I wanted to toss out here was having the co-chairs of the boards and commissions send a letter to all the boards and commissions advising them that recognizing the difficulty in getting volunteers, the difficulties that sometimes arise in getting a quorum because of the jobs and the different locations, that we agree if they wanted to revisit their rules as far as allowing participation by phone for purposes of establishing a quorum and a vote. Because if the Ethics Commission is doing it, and I don't agree with that, but in these situations, I think it may help keep the process moving along. Just a suggestion of something I want to put out there.
Mr. Weiner, then Mr. Woods.
Yes. I would welcome some suggested language, Councilman Smiley, that we could bring before the committee at the next meeting, and then be happy to send it over with both co-chair names on it. I also like to include in that letter, with the permission of the administration, the list of standardized information that we'd love to see on each of their websites, including their annual reports and their members and their rules.
That makes sense.
A few of the other things we talked about.
We had talked about that, yes. Yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense. Any other
something else. And thank you, Bob. You triggered it when you mentioned their website. I had a discussion with one of the members of the Board and Commission regarding their having a lack of quorum. And quite honestly, I pushed back a little bit because I told them, you know, the co-chairs are looking at this, council's looking at it, the committees themselves have to look at it. So one of the suggestions that I made to them, and I don't think we should have to tell them, but maybe this was just one person, one board, is that follow council's direction in that if you're going to cancel your board or commission meeting, then when you send that out, give us the reason. Mm-hmm. Give everyone the reason. In other words, diversity commission meeting is being canceled due to a lack of a quorum.
Right.
So document it. Mm-hmm. Document it, document it, document it. So we have that, and we can say, wait a minute, this is the third one we've got where they're not having a quorum.
What's happening?
What's happening? You know, if it's a lack of agenda items, like we do, what's the lack of agenda items? But I think they ought to put that on their notice to us, on their website when they post it. Give the reason. Put it's because of a lack of a quorum. Document. So that way your own members of the boards and commissions are saying, am I the one that caused that cancellation? Or is I the only one? Mm-hmm. So I think just another thing out there, just trying to address this since, and I think it sends them the message that we support what they do, but they've got to do it from inside. They've got to do it from inside, but that's another thing.
That's another good suggestion. Mr. Woods, I just wanted to make sure you had a comment.
With the technology advances we have today, not that we are very technology advanced here, that I guess I'm curious about video conferencing, and now you have FaceTime. I mean, I have a meeting once a week. It's an hour long meeting. We use FaceTime. Mm-hmm. That's a program that we, you know, through the, it's not actually FaceTime, but it's similar to FaceTime.
Right. Right.
And I'm at meetings that I can't attend to because sometimes they're in different areas. I don't know what the state's position on it, and I'm hoping that, and I don't mean for council meetings, but I mean for certain boards and commissions meetings, maybe.
Yes. Mr. Migliori?
Thank you, Madam Chair. May I have open dialogue
after
I address the question with regard to video conference with Councilman Smiley? To address Councilman Witt's question regarding video conferencing, that is one of the two recognized forms, other than personally appearing before a board. Video conferencing, I think, as I recall, was added in 2010 or 2011 as another acceptable means of participating and being recognized fully for purposes of the meeting. So that one is certainly acceptable. Your suggestion you know, typically there were other means of video conferencing in the past, and it was a more sophisticated means other than an iPhone. I can take a look at the Title 29, Section 100 on that point, but I think likely given the fairly broad meaning of video conferencing, that an iPhone or any other means through a phone would satisfy.
Oh.
But I can look at that. The intent or requirement was, can you physically see the person and see them responding, reacting, what have you, to verify, yes, they cast the vote, I saw them, just as you would personally. On the issue of telephonically appearing, though, and this is, unless, do you have any other questions?
Okay. I think the whole thing's connected,
okay.
So it's fine.
If I could speak with Councilman Smiley now, on the issue of telephonically appearing, that had been addressed, I believe, in a piece of legislation. I don't think it got anywhere, frankly, to amend Title 29 to allow folks to appear telephonically. And again, I think the reason why, or the reasoning behind it, video conferencing, you can see somebody casting a vote, you know it's them. Whereas, sure, you can hear somebody's voice and you fairly well know that it's them. But I think one of the reasons that it was struck down is probably more kind of an evidentiary standpoint, just like deposing somebody. You can't do that telephonically, and I think appearing telephonically at a board meeting for the same reason was struck down.
Well, I don't have it, but I asked that you revisit and take a look at it. Because as I recall, that for Delaware State University, they upheld that it met FOIA guidelines.
And was this an AG's opinion?
Yes.
Okay. I will look at that.
Yes.
And perhaps they...
Because I disagree with it, but I didn't, you know...
Well, that would run, and I will take a look at that. I mean, it's not unheard of.
The last Ethics Commission meeting I was at, they convened the meeting, established a quorum with two people, one en route, the other one not being able to get there, but from our side, both on cell phones, having called in. And they were duly noted as part of the quorum, and all voted as well.
Okay.
On the issues that were there.
And your understanding is that's a recent opinion?
4 years.
Okay.
3-4 years.
Okay. I'll take a look for you.
I have short-term memory loss, so it has to be beyond this week, because I wouldn't remember.
Fair enough.
We've been joined by Councilman Bell. Mr. Woods?
Just to kind of go back a little bit, reason I brought that up too was, you know, last week I was down at Sussex County Council, and they actually video and broadcast their council meeting, so you can watch it. I mean, I was in the car on the way back up to our meeting and was watching the proceedings. So I think that even without the video conferencing, just the videotaping of it, people could see it real time. They could see meetings real time. I mean, I don't know what people think about it. I think
we had a 6-month battle on that.
Yeah, I wasn't here.
What's your allowed to?
I mean, listen.
That was his bailiwick.
We talk about transparency, and that's the easiest transparency there can be. Is somebody watching? Because they can turn around and they can call in and listen.
The issue everyone on council had was when we started televising, the lines of women at the door, and backing up on roads. Watching me would cause
I knew that's what I was saying.
Now we got a quarter of a more direct.
But the other's a new younger guy on
Mr.
council.
Mr. Barry, did you have anything that you wanted to
just,
say?
I mean, I come in on the tail end of the conversation, but I was just thinking, what would it be called? As the World Turns?
Stand still.
You know, our guiding light. I mean,
you know, I think all of those might be applicable at some point, but I'm cognizant that we have a meeting starting at 1:30, so and we're down to number 5, which is other.
Point of information.
Yes,
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes.
That's true. We can do that now. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, minutes are approved. Thank you very much. Okay. So I think we've covered other, and we're now at public comment. Mr. Weiner.
Yes. Very briefly, I've asked that on our next agenda, we put down a contentious issue of looking at the remuneration that okay. some of the board members get. I just wanted to let everybody know that. I don't have any preconceived notions. Three or four of the boards get either 50 or 100. That was adjusted way back in when I first got on council 22 years ago. Some of the other boards may or may not be appropriate for us to consider, but it's something for us to put on our agenda, and just because it's appropriate for boards and commissions to look at.
Mr. Cartier, then Mr. Woods.
I want to echo Councilman Weiner's concerns looking at how we compensate our boards and commissions members. I can tell you that in the past, the Board of Adjustment Chair has raised this issue with me, bearing in mind that our Board of Adjustment is quite unlike any other one in the state in terms of its volume of variance applications, and they're worse paid than Sussex County Board of Adjustment. So, something to think about.
Okay. We've been joined by Councilman Sheldon. Let's see, Councilman Woods.
I would approve of this too. I would agree that it's something we need to look at. And also, it, even if we don't raise that, that we should look at expenses for some of them, because I don't, you know, they leave a job to go straight there and they haven't eaten. I mean, there's things that, you know, I think should be looked at, you know, especially when the government allows it. Let's look into it. So.
Sure, that makes sense.
I'm open to discussion of reducing it.
Of course you would.
Did I misunderstand?
Okay, so we have several things to put on the agenda for next time. Any public comment?
Can you
motion to adjourn.
Second. All right. Thank you for your second. Yes. All those in favor?
Thanks.
Okay.
And I'll just get something worked up, provide a